proclaim the gospel to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The Torah portion we are discussing today is called Vayetzeh, and is bounded by two major events concerning stones, and has a third event in the middle. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 11, Jacob took of the stones of that place, where he had stopped for the night. Here he made pillows of these stones. In verse 12, he dreamed of a ladder extending from earth to heaven with angels going up and down it. God himself stood at the top of the ladder and again made a covenant with Jacob concerning the land and Jacob's offspring. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 17, we see that Jacob gives this spot two names, the house of God, Beit Elohim. In verse 19, it is shortened to Beit El or Bethel. The word El is a shortened form of the word Elohim. Jacob also calls the spot the gate of heaven or Sha'ar HaShemaim. The phrase means door or portal or access point between physical world of the earth and the spiritual realm of God in heaven. God stands at the top of the ladder from where he is in control of all access between the two worlds. No one goes from earth to heaven or from heaven to earth without his permission. God goes on to affirm that the earth itself belongs to him and gives it to whom he will. God reaffirms the covenant concerning the land of Israel that he originally made with Abram and confirmed with Isaac and now to Jacob. God is ultimately the one taking Jacob out of the land for a time, and God promises to take Jacob back to land in the future. As often, this event foreshadowed what would later happen to the children of Israel and the times God would allow them to be removed from their land. And yet, he always caused them to return because of this covenant. In other words, God is in charge of the land of Israel and governs who lives there. God has also made it pretty clear in his word who he has given the land to. The descendants of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob, the Jewish people. What God gives, no one on earth can take away. At the end of this Torah portion in Genesis 31, we see Jacob again takes a stone and again sets it up for a pillar. This time, it is a boundary stone, if you will. A reminder for both Laban and Jacob. Laban is not to cross the boundary to harm Jacob, and Jacob is never to return to Haran. The Hebrew word used, mitzpah, literally means a watchtower or lookout point. The third time the stone occurs in this Torah portion is in Genesis 29, verse 3, referring to the stone covering the well where Rachel watered her father's flocks. The large stones were kept over the open wells to keep the water supply pure. This kept anything from falling into the well and poisoning the water supply. The stone ensured that the water was pure. The stones were very evident in this Torah portion, and taken together, they teach a great lesson. The first and last mention of the stones act as bookends of the portion and deal with securing the boundaries of the land of Israel. The first, at Bethel, reminds the reader of the covenant that God is reaffirming with Jacob and his descendants, the Jewish people, concerning the land of Israel. God has the authority to give the land to the people of Israel. Then, at Mitzpah, God guards the border against those who would take it away. Sandwiched in between the stone is the protecting of the well of water, a most precious resource in a desert land. It reminds the reader that God provided the necessary resources for those in the land and protects those resources. The lessons of these stones teach us important lessons about God's relationship with Israel and the land. He is in charge and he gives the land, watches over it, and protects its resources for the children of Israel. Moses beautifully described God's relationship with the land of Israel. Deuteronomy 11, verse 12 says, "A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from beginning of the year even until the end of the year." Now this has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program again or any of our other archive programs at our website at ibjm.org. So remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM, and as always, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go to our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.